I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, we're going to hear about what God is doing in Greece, the Middle East and North Africa, the United States, and in Colombia. So make sure you stick around to find your place in the story. And we'll start with Greece, where fires have been roaring across the country and the death toll is still rising. The country's in mourning and under a national state of emergency. Tasos Ioannidis of AMG International says there's still a lot of uncertainty surrounding the situation.
The official toll, death toll is at 91 right now, although divers from the Coast Guard just pulled out another body earlier today. And there are also 25 people who are missing.
Even the source of the fire is unknown. Was it an accident or arson, wildfire or willful destruction? What Ioannidis does know is the hope of the gospel.
This is an opportunity to tangibly express the love of Christ, to talk to people, to encourage them, to share with them about the hope that only Christ can give. So pray that God will use this tragedy to help his message of hope penetrate people's hearts.
Pray for the AMG team as they're acting as the hands and feet of Christ during this crisis. Next, the fight against ISIS isn't over yet. Syria remains a dangerous place. Kurds in northern Syria continue to flee the country. But Operation Mobilization's ambassador for OM Ministry to Muslims, Julian Lidstone, says people from Iran, Afghanistan, and even Pakistan are also fleeing to Europe.
So the volume of people trying to get out of the Middle East into Europe continues to grow. Of course, Europe has made it more difficult for them.
There are political and economic changes which come with welcoming an influx of refugees that shouldn't be neglected. And those challenges should not be a reason for the church to deny help.
The church is God's agent to bring his kingdom, and we need for the church to be able to respond quickly to the need of refugees, to not be suckered in to the attitudes of the surrounding societies, but to be salt and light.
Join us as we dig into the work OM is doing with refugees and figuring out how the church can respond better at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Families and separated children have started being reunited at the United States southern border, but that doesn't mean they're free. Many are still being detained in family detention centers. Bethany Christian Services believes that families shouldn't be detained either. So they held a pilot program that offered another option. Bethany's Donna Abbott shares.
It was highly effective. The family case management program, which allowed families to be released from detention and cared and supported for in communities with a case manager assigned to them to assure that they got services that they needed, as well as being referred to additional services. But most importantly, it was a ICE program that assured families were showing up for their immigration interviews and for their immigration court hearings.
The program was 99% successful. And because the Ministry of Bethany operates from a Christian worldview, it allows responders to live out the gospel. And evangelist Luis Palau is going back to where it all started, and Bibles for the World is going to help him do it. John Podaiti from Bibles for the World says they've partnered with the Palau Association for 4 years now.
We've been to Burkina Faso and Malawi and Cote d'Ivoire in these last 4 years, along with Haiti and Jamaica and the Dominican Republic. And we've just been so blessed by this partnership, working with the Palau Association and being able to provide scriptures.
They're also providing Bibles for the upcoming trip to Colombia, the same place where Palau held his first festival more than 50 years ago.
Just like the people of Colombia will turn out for this, those that really need to hear the word, need to hear the message of salvation. And we're just looking forward to a very wonderful time.
So pray for Luis's health, as well as for the movement of the Holy Spirit during the festival. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.